Okay, let's get into Parshas Pinchas, Tavshin Pei Hei, and we are in Perachav Hei, beginning of the Parsha. Just this year is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas, my father-in-law, Rafal Tzvi Ben Michael, who is Nifter this week, and all the learning that we do and the inspiration that we get from some of the Divrei Torah, from all the Divrei Torah, should be Le'ili Nishmaso, Dr. Robert Shulman, Rafal Tzvi Ben Michael. Okay, so let's get into the beginning of the parasha. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. So Hashem says to Moshe that Pinchas removed my wrath from what was going on. I was upset about the event, and Pinchas came in and was able to calm the wrath. Says the Medrash, the Chasam Sofer quotes it in source number one, the Medrash, bedin hu sheyitol scharo. It's appropriate that he's getting schar. It's appropriate that Pinchas is going to get reward. What reward did he get? He got a brisi shalom, a special bris from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people in history received a special covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brisi shalom, and it should be for his forever? Vaisalo lezarachara bris kuhunas olam. Right, a bris of kahuna forever. Rashi already quotes, why wasn't he included in the original bris kuhuna? Rashi quotes, afal bishak farnitzna kuhuna lezara shal aron, even though the kahuna was already given to Aaron's family, so if Pinchas was a grandson of Aaron, so what he need, right? Like the joke, Rabbi, I want to be a Kohen. My father was a Kohen, my grandfather was a Kohen, I want to be a Kohen. He was a Kohen, it's automatic. So says Rashi, no, because he was late. Pinchas shenolad kodem lachem velo nimshach. Pinchas was born earlier, and he wasn't anointed, so it didn't go. Only Aaron and all the descendants that were born after Aharon was anointed are included. So he was shortchanged on both sides. So that's why he was only able to become a Kohen later. But we'll get back to that about Hashem in a little while. But the Medrash says, but he was a roi to get his reward. So what exactly does that mean? Bedinu sheito scharo. So Venir Ali says the Chasam Sofer. Tehine HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimishalim schar ba'olam hazeh. Really, olam hazeh, right? It's impossible to get schar for a mitzvah. A mitzvah is eternal. A mitzvah is spiritual. And therefore, anything in Olam Hazeh is not an appropriate, commensurate schar. Because a mitzvah gives you ultimate heavenly bliss, but not in this world. Right? And any schar that's mentioned, Rishonim say, is really just to help you to do more mitzvahs in this world. Any physical. Kipenya kalkal derachav, vishman shirun vayivat. So if you get schar in this world, and you get physical schar, then maybe that schar is not going to be good for you. And there'll be tremendous, ein adam, like the Rashi quotes in the beginning of Devarim, ein adam mori b'kadosh baruch hu elam itoch sviya. So el amr chazal, so maybe if I get schar in this world, it can lead to negative repercussions. El amr chazal b'chazal say, amazake rabim ein chet ba'al yado. B'chazal say, if somebody's mazake the rabim, osik b'tzorchei tzibur be'emuna, then there's a protective shield. If somebody's osik b'tzorchei tzibur, ein chet ba'al yado, u'pinchas kidei shem shamayim barabim, and Pinchas was the ultimate mizake the rabim. He saved Klal Yisrael. He stood up and acted on behalf of Am Yisrael. V'zika rabim v'yuchal lihinatin lo schara miyad. So he was in that category, mizake rabim. So ein chet ba'al yado. So he's going to be protected from any of the schar leading to any chet. Therefore, there's no problem with giving him schar in this world. Ein yuchal lihinatin lo schara miyad. U'batuach bo shal yikalko d'rachav. And he's batuach that it won't ruin his derech. V'hainu Pinchas ben Elazar heishivas chamasi b'kanoas kenasi b'socham daiki. Pinchas was removed my chema b'kanoas kenasi when he removed the kanoas kenasi, the danger b'tocham amongst Bnei Yisrael, right? The lashon of amongst them, because that's what he was involved in, and that's why it's not a problem. Bidinho choyito scharo. Again, the message is somebody's osig b'tzorchei tzibur. There is so much to discuss when one is there's a concept of rabim tzrichim lo. If we make ourselves into a position of rabim need us, rabim rely on us, that creates tremendous zechuyos in shamayim. And even if ourselves we have a pagam or we have something that's undeserving, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at us in the context of the tzibur and we will get schar and be ro'i for schar in that way. Okay. So Pinchas does what he needs to do. And the thought that we have mentioned many years ago, but it's worth mentioning again from the Gra on this pasuk as well. Heshiv es chamasi. So Pinchas was meshiv the chema. So it says the Gra, as only the Gra could say, a davar nechmad, as is quoted in source number 2. Some mentioned this thought in Parshas Kisisa, but we'll mention it here in Parshas Pinchas. The word machatzis hashekel. Machatzis has 5 letters. The middle letter is tzadi. Hosem soy machatzis tzadi. And then the outer letters also are a Rashi table. Tzadi can stand for tztaka, stand for tzadik, righteousness. Vosios chai smuchimla. Around the tzadi is chai, life. And outside the chai is memsaf, is mace, right? Is death, right? Those are far from the tzadi. Why? What is that to teach me? Through tztaka, what's next to tztaka? Chai. It brings life, right? Tztaka. The Gemara says the end of Masecha Shabbos. Tztaka, tatzel mimaves. Ayedei tztaka, yekarov lachayim. Verachok mimaves. Tztaka brings you close to life and far from death. Ukamamar akasov, tztaka tatzel mimaves. And that's the Gemara at the end of Masecha Shabbos, where Rabbi Akiva was told by fortune tellers and people who looked to the stars, the Chozim B'Kochavim, that his daughter was going to die on the day of her wedding. And the Rabbi Akiva was very nervous about the whole day leading up to the wedding and of the wedding itself. And after the day after the wedding, the daughter runs into Rabbi Akiva and says, "Look, look, look what happened." And she brings him in and he sees in the place where she was sleeping, there was a snake that when she took off her brooch, her pin from her hair the night before, she stuck it into the wall. They didn't have drawers then, stick it in the wall, and she didn't even realize she had killed the snake. So Rabbi Akiva sees that there was a nace that happened here, that she was protected. And he said, "Did you do anything? Did you do anything yesterday besides getting married?" So she thinks and thinks, "Do any dvar mitzvah?" She says, Well, everybody was busy with the photographer and the caterer, and there was an ani that was looking for food. So I gave him a portion of my own food." So Rabbi Akiva says, "Oh, tztaka tatzel mimaves." Right, and that's the message of the word machatzis. The word machatzis, again, every letter in the Hebrew language is significant. Every word, as we know, the Ramban quotes in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa that Lashon HaKodesh is Kodesh because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with Lashon HaKodesh. And Hashem speaks to his prophets in Lashon HaKodesh. It doesn't matter what the Mama Lashon of the prophet is. Hashem speaks to his Nevi'im only in Lashon HaKodesh. Hashem created the world in Lashon HaKodesh. There's inherit the Gemara in the Bavli, Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet, talks about every letter of the Aleph Beis and the symbolism of what it stands for and how it even looks. How it even looks. Why is the a Dalet facing away from the Gimel, but the leg of the Gimel is facing the Dalet? Every detail. So here too, says the Gra, the word machatzis has symbolism. You have it stuck in the middle and is close to Chai and is far from Mace. Lachain, now says the Gra. Pinchas HaTzadik. So tztaka doesn't only mean with money, it means with your actions. So Pinchas, who went out on a limb to protect his fellow Jews and to help be Makadi Shem Shemayim, Sheikhles says Atzmo Bisakana, Linkom Nikinas Hashem Tzvakos. He put himself in danger. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about all the Nisim that took place right that day. Ve'epala ma'am ichasa pelilo simkono kadeshalo yovat chasram klal Yisrael v'gam tziki nafshim yisheve ben yamin. Right, everybody was looking and they were gonna take him out. V'maya nepach zimri v'hargo miaya tovei adamo. Right, if Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas, who would have been tovei? So imkain in luchat tztaka gdola mizu, to be able to go put your life on the line for klal Yisrael, there's no greater tztaka. So says the Gra, that's Heshev es Chamasi. He Heshev, he turned around Chamasi. What's Chamasi? That's the flip. Chamasi has mace in the middle and chai on the outside. So Pinchas, by doing the tztaka, he was Meshev it to turn it into a world of machsis, where he has tzadik in the middle and he's close to chai. And he's close to chai. Osios Chamasi Heshev ki betevas Chamasi ulahefach mi betevas machatzis. It's the opposite. Shosios memtes krova zulazu vaosios yurches rechokos vil malei who sheishiv es chamasi had he not voice of tkuma li Yisrael. So that's why he brought him imaves l'chaim. The Gra doesn't quote it, but maybe he was thinking also, if you say whatever this means, that certain types of neshamas are related to each other, Pinchas being connected to Elio Anavi, we mentioned Pinchas had a bris and Elio Anavi malach habris, right? Elio never died. So maybe with this act of tztaka that Pinchas did, and he brought chai to himself, and Nefar for Mace. So that was, he was able to do what he needed to do and maybe even live forever in a sense. Okay. So what verse did he get? Also, a thought I think we mentioned in other parshios, but the Netziv, we're keeping in the same base medrash, going from the Gra to the Netziv, a couple generations down, the covenant that was given, Lachen Emar Hininosin Lo as Brisi Shalom. I'm given, give him a Brisi Shalom, Chazal say Vav Ketia, the Shalom has a little cut in it, so a bris of peace. So why was he given as Brisi Shalom? Rashi, Shetehe Lo, Libris Shalom. It should be for him a covenant of peace. Ka'adam amachzot tova v'chinus l'misha osei mo tova. In between, peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Pinchas, like somebody he's thankful and he shows favor to somebody who did him a favor. Afkan pirish lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shlamosav Hashem was mefarish. But says the Netziv on a deeper level, Shalom means peaceful. Peaceful. So why Dafka was this the most appropriate schar for Pinchas to get? Says the Netziv, "Bischar sheini akaso v'chamosa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu bircha midas haShalom, shelo yakpid v'lo yargis." He gave him with a bracha. They should have a temperament that's calm, that's not doesn't that's kasha lichos and not makpid. Why? Why dafka this? Ubishvil says the Netziv, and he writes in a number of places in his commentary on Chumash, "Ki teva ha'maisa she'asa Pinchas." Laharog nefesh biyado, the natural result of the act that Pinchas did, even though it was l'shem shamayim and he was mekadesh and he did it to for the covet of Bnei Yisrael and the covet of Hashem, the act of killing affects a person. The act of aggression affects a person. Haya nosin lahashir belev hergish az gamacharkach. There's a feeling that's left. Right, say for a chinuch, achreya peulos, nimshachos halavavos. How many times does he say that? We're affected by the actions that we do, says the Netziv. Pinchas goes and he does this act, but maybe he can leave a roshem. Aval, ba'asher hayu l'shem shemayim, but because it was l'shem shemayim, shimhachi ba'a bracha. J'etamid benachas u'bemidas ha'shalom. That's the bracha, because naturally he wouldn't have shalom. He would have less shalom in his personality. Hashem gives him the bracha of shalom to balance it. Lo yehezeh ha'inyan l'pukas lev, and it shouldn't be anything negative because we're affected by what we do, and that's why Hashem gives him the brisi shalom. So again, even an act of aggression l'shem shamayim, we have to recognize that it could affect our personality. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch is famous for talking about acharei peulos nimshachos halavavos, because he talks about it in many, many contexts. He talks about it by breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach. I think that's the first time he talks about it at length. But even before him, the Rambam, right? The Rambam himself has this in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam says on the Mishnah of Hakol Lefi Rov HaMaisa, right? It's not in front of you, it's not on your sheet, but it's the Mishnah in the third parak. In this Pirkei Avos have different numbering systems. So in the one I'm looking at, it's Parak Gimel Mishnah Yurches Hakol Tzafui. Vaharishis Nasuna, everything is seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzafui. Vaharishis Nasuna, but even though it's all known beforehand, you have Bechira Chavshis, right? That dichotomy is what the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Tshuva. Ubetov Olam Nidon, Vahakol Lefi Rova Maisa. What does that mean? Hakol, everything goes after the Rova Maisa, says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, right there. Vaharkach, Amar She'en Amidos HaTovos, Niknin Al Pi Godel HaMaisa, Ela beribui mispar hamaisim. The midos that we're supposed to inculcate within ourselves doesn't go by the quality of the act, it goes by the quantity of the actions. Vahu, she'ein hamidos hatovos niknos ela k'sha'adam chozer ala maisim hatovim pamim rabos. Only when we go over again and again our actions. Ubekach niknes la'adam tchuna lekach. And through many times, that's when a person gains that mida. Lokshi asa adam maisa gadol echad mi maisa atov. Person does one major action. Ki ba'osa maisa levado lo tikna lo tchuna lakaka. It's not going to come with that action. Hamashal bazen. He gives the mashal. Im nasana adam lemisha roi litain. Elef dinarin bapam ech achas la adam echad. If a person gives 1,000 dinar to a person in need, lo tikna lo midas hanedivus. Even though this is an amazing gadol maisa, but the midas hanedivus, the mida of being giving, is not going to be acquired to him. Kemoshin niknes lamishin is nadev elef pa'amim be'elef dinarim. Right? If you give the same amount of money, 1,000 dinar, but you give it to 1,000 recipients. V'nasan kol dinar mehan b'derech nadava. There's a big difference. The second example is going to affect the person much more. Lefisha zeh chazar al pu'ulas hanedivus elef pa'amim v'nikres lo t'chuna chazaka, and he gets a tremendous, strong t'chuna. V'zeh pa'amachas bovad nis'ora nefesh his'orus gedola l'maisa tov. It just awakened in him. No, one time, v'yachar kachadol mimenu, and then it stopped. And therefore, says the Rambam, Hakol lefi rov ha-maisa. Right, that's what he says. Lefi rov ha-maisa, avalo al pi ha-maisa. That's the diak of the Rambam. Rov ha-maisa, the many actions, not lefi ha-maaseh. That's the diak of the Rambam, but that's exactly what the Nesiv says here, that naturally we're affected by what we do, and that's why we should spend our day doing as much as we can in terms of chesed, in terms of actions amongst ourselves. And in that way, we will be able to become those perfect religious personalities that the goal is. Okay. Moving right along, back to the Rashi that we mentioned earlier. The Rashi mentioned earlier was that Pinchas wasn't Niskahein. Rashi quotes the Gemara Maseches Vachim, that Pinchas didn't become a Kohen until this action. Right? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron, HaKohen. And here he's given, Vais lo Elazar hara bris, Kuhunas Olam. So Rashi quotes, Sha'af al bishak v'nitna kuhuna lazara shal Aaron, even though the Aaron was already given the kuhuna, lo nitna el al Aaron l'banav, shenim shechu imo. It was only given to Aaron, Aaron's sons, that were anointed with Aaron. Ulatoldo sehem, sheyolidu achar hamshachasan. And also the children and the offspring that will be born after the Mashiach of Aaron and the sons. Avo Pinchas shenolad kodem lachein, but Pinchas was born beforehand. Velo nimshach, and he wasn't nimshach. Good question. Why not? Lo balachal kuhuna. See, he wasn't included. Aaron and the sons, they were nimshach, and all their children. Vechein sheninu bezvachim lo niskahin Pinchas hachargo lezimri. This was the moment. This was the moment that he became a kohen. Says the Torah Tamima. We don't do the Torah Tamima again. Is known for. You know, if you, again, in the days of the computer, it's less of a need. But again, he was known as, he put all of the Torah Sheba'al Peh on the bottom of the Chumash. If you have to know where a certain pasuk was quoted in Shas, so you take out a Torah Tamima, you look on the bottom and you see where it's quoted in Shas, where it's quoted in Chazal. But on the bottom of that, he has his own commentary. His own commentary on those Chazals. And that, of course, is Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, the author also of the other Sfarim, Baruch Sha'amar on Siddur and on the Haggadah, and Tosefes Bracha is his other commentary on Chumash. So he has a comment here on the bottom of the of this Medrash that Rashi quotes. You have it here in source number 4. It says the Torah Tamima, Uba'achas mikisvi Haggadah shelanu bi'arnu ka'ei kavanas hadrasha hazos. Shebimichuvan. Right, one might ask, so why wasn't Pinchas anointed? Rashi quotes, Aaron and all of his sons and descendants were anointed, and then all of their children afterwards. But Pinchas was born beforehand. But if Pinchas was already born, so why wasn't he anointed with all the sons? Right, Rashi doesn't quote, that doesn't explain that. Shebimichuvan, said the Torah Tamima, Himten HaKadosh Baruch Hu lechahen es Pinchas ad achash argu lezimri. He waited. Yeah, because he delayed, Hashem delayed till after this act. Why? Mishum tekefi hamizba'er bedrasha. Shebereish parsha zu. Remember, many people had questions about Pinchas. Many people looked at this act as an act of kana'us, an act that was not appropriate. And many, they made fun of him. Right? What is the first Rashi in the parsha? Hayoshvatim evazim oso. Penputi ze, says the Torah Tamima, niskana hamon am bepinchas. They made fun of him. They scorned him. There is Madachsiv Ba'alma. Right, it says in the Gemara that Kohanim sometimes are a little hot-headed. kapdanim v'ka'asanim. Lachain, explains the Torah to Mima. Ima ya ben chasmi kodem kohen. If he was already a kohen, haya makom limekatri gav. Lo marshalawas marshalas l'ginas Hashem. The people could have said, why did he do what he did? With the Torah of the Shem Shamayim? No, that's his personality. Rak mishum shekaptan v'ka'asan hu asakein. Because he's the kohen, and he's a kaptan and a ka'asan. Kain mikaso amaisa zimri sha'asab avarhesya. That's what they would have said. It's his personality. It's not that he did this l'shem shemayim. He just went with what goes. Aval mikivach lo haya kohen mikodem. But here he wasn't a kohen. He wasn't a kohen yet. And yet he acted with kanos for Hashem. Im kein lo asa zos mikas pit o mi. Rak micheshbon v'das. Shekinin l'chvar Hashem. It wasn't just losing control in the moment. It was thought out to act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yavav yishal ha'emes lo b'mishmeres hakuna talya milsa ki'im b'tchunas hageza. And even though, truthfully, it doesn't have to do with, you know, what you're labeled as. It has to do with your, you know, what your shave, what you came from. Alav achahamon ragil lahatfis mitazu b'nose to'ar o mishares hakuhuna. Mishras hakuhuna. So that's why there was a weight to give him the title of Kohen, so that people don't have an extra ammunition to say that, oh, he didn't act L'shem Shammai, and this is just like who he was. No. When we act against our nature, or not dafka with our nature, sometimes that shows, right, that's the greatest avoda. I think last week we had the, Rashi in Parshas Boach, right? Remember we had the Rashi that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we might have even mentioned it in the shir last week, I don't remember, that Bilam wakes up early, and to saddle his own donkey, and Vayachavoshes Asono, right, Rashi, but looking back in Chav Beis Chav Aleph, Mikan Shasinema Kalkelas Ashura, Shachav Ashuba Atzmo, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Russia, for Kadamcha Avram Aviyam, Shemer Vayashma Avram Aboker, Vayachavosh es Chamoro. Said Rashi there, and we noted that maybe the depth of Rashi is that Bilam, what Bilam thought he was so great, and we're saying, no, Avram, not just he was before you, but he went against his nature. Bilam was going with his nature, but he's going against his nature, so maybe that's also, they wouldn't have the excuse by Pinchas, and it would totally be L'shem Shammai. Okay. Moving right along, again, Parshas Pinchas is similar a little bit to Parshas Bahaloscha in that there are many different elements and parts of the Parsha. So we have the Magefa, and after the Magefa, the counting, we have all the Shvatim listed. And then after that, we have towards the end of the counting of the Shvatim, then the Nachla. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, La'ela techaleka aris benachla b'mispar shemos, give out to these people, everybody else who was not supposed to get land, l'shmosa matos v'asam yinchalu, they all have died. So now all these people are going in, and Rashi quotes the somewhat, not simple way of the Nachla, how the Nachla happened, that it went to the live, and then it went to the dead, and then it went back to the live, in terms of how Rashi explains it, based on the Gemara, in Baba Basra. But then, all of a sudden, there's a family, right? The Benos Slavchad come, and they say, it's not fair, because our father, you know, was not involved in any of the sins, and Avinu Meis Bamidbar, Pasach Gimel, Chavzayin Gimel, Avinu Meis Bamidbar, who lo hayaba, tocha eid, anu adem al Hashem ba'adas Korach. He wasn't amongst the Adas Korach, ki v'cheto meis, uvanim lo hayulo. Right? His own sin, v'cheto meis, he didn't die in an Adas Korach, or with a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, in Shabbos, you have it quoted there in source number 5, the Gemara says that really, so the Gemara says he wasn't an Adas Korach. What chait did he violate? Maybe no chait. Maybe he just died out of old age. Says the Gemara in source number 5, beginning of source number 5, Rabbi Akiva learns from Gzeira Shava that Slavchad was the Mekoshesh. There's a Tosfos there, quotes a Medrash, maybe he did it L'shem Shemayim, to show Am Yisrael that Hashem still cares about your actions, but he was the Mekoshesh. Amar Le'er Yehuda ben Beseira, the Gemara says, Akiva, ben kach hu ben kach ata asalite nas adin. So, the Messiah says to Rabbi Akiva, what are you saying that the Tzlafchad was the Mekoshesh? You're going to have to stand the judgment for that one. Why? Im kedvarecha hu, if it's true what you said, hatorah kista, batamagalo, so. The Torah is covering it up, and you're revealing it, atamagala, you made magala that what the sin was, the Torah didn't say, vim lav, and if it's not true, harata motzilaz, also tzaddik. Right, so what he saw. So rather, Rabbi Yehuda Mazir says, Mehecha Avu, he was from the Ma'afilim, the ones that went up after the Miraglim was a Miraglim failure. The Ya'afilu, Lalosa Rosh Harba, remember the Hashem, Moshe Lomoshe Mekarva Machaneh, Havi. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was very makpid on the covet of Slavchad, and therefore, he wanted to be Motzi Laz, he says to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to Asir Liti Nesadin, and therefore, he argues on him. But the question is, he also ascribed the sin to him. So how did it help? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, line 5, asked the Menachem Tzion. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, Chashash Legalo, says, Avon Slavchad, Bichdi Lolo Hotzi Alav Laz, V'Yalkalzeh, Ugilat Slavchad Avra, Altzad Mefurish Patorah. See, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu told them not to go, and they went. Al ta'alu ki'in Hashem bekir b'chem, v'lo t'inag v'lo v'nei v'echem, ki al-kein shavtem me'achri Hashem, so v'o yotzer mizeh. And even so, who kara lo tzadik, lo m'roshe b'no slavchad ba'atzman, v'aganasan alvien hodu ki b'chet domes. Right, he called Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, what are you being megala al-oso tzadik? He calls him a tzadik, even though he says that he did something wrong. He did something wrong. He was from the Ma'afilim. And even though the Bnei Slavchad recognized that he wasn't one of the four people who never sinned, ki bechetto meis mizem ashpashein mishum hotzas laz legalos Slavchad min afilim. So it sounds like that, you know, it's not so bad. It's not being motzi laz to say that Slavchad was from the mafilim. What's the difference between whether he was a mekoshesh or from the mafilim? Ki godel says the Menachem Tzion ki godel chiba saaretz shemafilim heruad kidei siku nafsham. Chipta al hapagam shaya kashur be'etzem ha'afala. Ooh. What does that mean? The great love for Eretz Yisrael that was showed in the act of the Ma'afilim, that they were even misaking their nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael, that covered up the pagam that was kashur to the etzem ha'afala. Wow. Says the Menachem Tzion, Yesh lahotzi mizeh lekach, ki ha'afala el ha'eretz bizmanenu. Sheyesh ba mishum mesiris nefesh l'shikum aretz u'lahaganasa. Going to Eretz Yisrael today, in his day, was it 80 years ago, right? At a time when things were even much different, but any protection and going to be moser nefesh for the building up, the shikuma aretz u'lahaganasa, the defense, ha'erach shalahu konis gav, it's such a high erach, it's such a high value, achu mechap ala begamem sheyesh limso v'kama me'am afilim. It covers up other faults. Kafas chus shel ha'afala. They did something wrong, but it's not embarrassing to publicize what they did wrong, says the Menachem Tzion. Kafas chus, that's not called a motzi laz. They did something wrong. Nobody's perfect. That's true. But it was misguided, but it was a love for the land. Kafas chus shel ha'afala el ha'aretz asher Hashem ho idlanu. Hech machria es kafachova v'tikvaseinu ki Hashem yifakachineim v'yafoch libam l'tova. So we yearn for perfection, but says the Menachem Tzion, the ha'afala is different than slavchad. This chus, right, the Gemara says in one place in Chelek that one of the kings that was known for his rishus had a very long malchus. Why do you have a very long malchus? Because he built up one of the broken desolate cities in Eretz Yisrael. Building up, being moser nefesh for the land of Israel, you know, that's a schus that overrides, but outweighs many other schuyos. And we have that today when we have the schus of many who, even those who are not connected to other mitzvos, we have some that are so connected to the land of Israel and are moser nefesh for the land of Israel. Who knows what the scorecard says in Shemayim? It's not our job to judge or to figure out who's winning, but we know the schus. And we should be recognize the privilege. Okay, moving right along, we get to the second half of the parsha, which is the parshas HaKarbanos. Right, we have the second of three major parshas HaMoadim in the Torah. Again, parshas Emor, parshas Pinchas, and parshas Re'eh. So we have a thought that we did more than a decade ago, but it's worthwhile reviewing based on the Noam Elimelech. But it's mentioned by the Nesiv Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Leimar. Tzavetz b'nei Yisrael v'martalayim z'karboni lachmi lishai. Right, the laning, the carbon tamid. Re'ech nechri tishbu lakali v'mo'ado. Ba'arachayim hiksha. Ba'arachayim hakadosh makshe. Lama nistra parshas ha'karbonos. Rak kan achar minui Yehoshua. When do we have, if we, again, like we said, Parshas Balos, Pinchas has many stories. So we have the Benos Slavchad, and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu being showed Eretz Yisrael, and then we have Moshe Rabbeinu being told, Moshe says to Hashem, remember the Balat Shem says only pasuk like this in the whole Torah. Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem Lemar. Right? The Balat Turim. Ein pasuk acher kazeh batorah. Right? No, nothing like it. It's Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Vayidaber Moshe el Hashem Lemar. Moshe says, I demand, right? Yifkot Hashem, Hashem, you have to give him a leader. To give him a leader, Hashem says to Moshe, okay, take Yeshua ben Nun and transfer your glory to him. And Moshe did it, and he put, gave him smicha. Right after that, we have the Karbanos, right? So, Esther Rachaim HaKadosh, why is Parsha Karbanos right after Minu Yoshua? Haria Karbanos Noagu Kol Erbaim Shana Shoyeba Midbar, Meshukam HaMishkan, right? They gave Karbanos all the years, all 40 years they gave Karbanos, right? So what exactly is the message right after Minu Yoshua? U'Minu Yoshua Hu Rak Bishnas Harboim. U'Madu Eifa Kosvat Harakan, it's Mitzvah Karbanos. You could have mentioned the Karbanos much earlier and say it for Vayikra. Why Dafke is it delayed? Why is it here? What is the connection between Mini Yoshua and Karbanos? Even though we know the Torah is not written in chronological order, but we do recognize that there is a reason that certain parshios are juxtaposed with each other. Especially because it is delayed all the way until here. Od yesh ledakte gomer tzavetz b'nei Yisrael. Also, it says, tzavetz b'nei Yisrael, lama lo nemar kamo b'varche shchut echutz, daber, el aharon v'el banav v'el kol b'nei Yisrael. What do you mean, all b'nei Yisrael? This is the Kohanim. Who brings the Karbet Tamid? The Kohanim. So why does it say tzavetz b'nei Yisrael? Right? Speak to Aaron and Ban, the ones that are involved in the Karbanos, the Ramban there. Zuas hara gam la aron l'banav makrivi ha-karban v'gam l'chol Yisrael. It doesn't say to the Kohanim. Number two. Number three, the Chain Tzarech Bir. So what's the juxtaposition? What's the all B'nai Yisrael? Chain Tzarech Bir. Amro Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'mo Ado. Deloshon Shmira Shayach Lenin Lo Sase. What's the Tishmeru? Guard it to give it as a karban. Avalkan Arimari B'kiya Mitzvahs B'kumase. Modu Onomar Aloshon Tishmeru. It's a Mitzvah Sase to bring the karban Tamid. What's the guarding? The Yesh Lomar, he says, I'll tell you something based on the Noam Elimelech. Rav Elimelech Milajins, Parshas Noach. Shebechol, here's the Yesod. Shebechol dar vador, Yesh mitzvah miyuchedes. Sha'al kla Yisrael, l'sakin b'miyuchad b'dor hazeh. Every generation has a specific tachlis. Has a tachlis. Again, we have to do all the mitzvahs. Like the, right, the Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'sakot Yisrael, v'chalem Torah mitzvahs. But, like, similar to what the Rambam says at the end of Maseches Makos, where, why there's so many mitzvahs, so, cause even though we all have to do all the mitzvahs, but there are mitzvahs that different people connect to in a deeper way. So says the Noam Elimelech, every generation has mitzvahs that they need to connect to in a specific way. It's the tachlis of that generation. Imki kolatarig mitzvahs amuras the chaladoros, even though all the mitzvahs have to be done by all the generations, avol yesh mitzvah miyuchedes becholdar shekla yisrael tzricham lachzikba biyoser v'limser nafshem aleha. But there are specific mitzvos in every generation that kla yisrael has to be moser nefesh for. The kasav sham shalomashal bedoro harizu mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, how did he know? He's the Noam Elimelech. He said the mitzvah of tzitzis is what was in his dar. Ubezem afarish ma'amar akasav noach ish sadik tamim haya bidoro sav. He was a tzaddik in his generation. She noach kiyem betikein as hamitzah hamiyuchedes shel doro sav. Noach was able to figure out and fulfill the mitzvah of his dar. Fini legabe doro yada ruach hakadosh baruch hu b'nei melech. He knew the mitzvah of tzitzis. Achein, line 32, b'chol darshu amru tzadikim shemitoch his bonenus eza mitzvah yish basyata d'shmayim yuchedes v'klayis al machzikim babi yoser os hu shizu amitzvah miyuchedes hasheyeches l'dor hazeh. If you see Klai Yisrael being toface and machzik in a specific mitzvah, you know that must be the mitzvah of the door. V'yaldever derach zeh bi'arnu, that's the Maimar and Chazal ha'shlosh adorim olam omeid Torah avoda and Gemilas Chasadim. D'mashmas ha'olam omeid hainu ha'mitzvah miyuchedes batoli kiyama olam. These mitzvahs, these three amudim, are shayach. Ha'bechol darvi yishdover miyuchan migim amudim ha'elu ha'shayach miyuchal adar zeh. V'alpizet, so he says now, taking this yesod of the normally melech, of every dar has its mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu's dar was Torah. Moshe kibbal Torah miSinai. Right, that was the avoda of his dar, to give over the Torah, the transmission. Dar zeh haya dar deya. Kidisa bezahor hakadosh shemei olam lo hayav lo yia kamo. There would never be another dar like that. V'zahaya b'kocha shal Moshe Rabbeinu. Asher haya midas hada'as shal klal Yisrael. Right, there was never another Moshe, could never be another Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was the symbol and the root of Torah. U'b'chal abon hafshana lamdu mo Torah Yisrael Torah mipiv. All 40 years, Rabbeinu Yisrael learned Torah from him. V'hu ha'etzil aleihem. He ennobled them and gave him the midah of da'as. Mikoach zeh nihiyu dor de'a sha'avdu l'Hashem Yisrael b'madrigos gavos, very high levels. Aye, what about the next door? Umisara liyoshua, was that also Torah? Obviously, every door has to learn Torah. And remember, the pasuk of v'higisa bo yom v'alayla was said to Yoshua. But, says the Nesiv Shalom v'ila dor shel Yoshua, dor ba'i ha'aretz, kvar lo hayu dor de'a shel mochin umadregos, kim dor shel avoda v'yagia. Avoda, both in the physical sense of working the land, and avoda, avodas hakarbanos. Sharatzon ha'elyon b'dor zeh ha'yish Yisrael, yadu at Hashem mitoch avoda shel yagia. And that's what it says, v'yavod Yisrael. And the avoda is connected to avodas hakarbanos. And therefore, right after Yoshua was appointed the leader, Hilchos Karbanos are given. Because that was the what was miyuchad in that door. Hinei shorish ha-makar l'avodas Hashem, mitoch avodav yegiei avodas ha-karbanos, karbanos musafim, skipping down, b'chinas ha-neshama shal ha-moed, shakravas ha-karbanos, imkala kavanos v'al-yonos, ha-temunos, pakravasam, haisa, ha-neshama shal ha-yom, tov ishbiya koach, ha-avodah b'chai Yisrael, the karbanos of the chag, which we don't have anymore, it injected into the day power that we don't appreciate fully in this door, but we will. Bez Hashem, ubaze yishlomar line 27 in yismichas aparshios. So now we understand the smichus. Shalach armini Yoshua nemer parshas akarbanos shebaze hodi akadosh baruch hu leMoshe. Hashem, through the juxtaposition of the Torah, Hashem was telling Moshe that the door of Yoshua was going to have a different tafkid from your door. Dor bo yaaretz yish derech avoda chadasha amur haavoda. It's connected. Command this message, not just to the Kohanim, not just about the Kohanim bringing the Karbanos, but all B'nai Yisrael. And that's why you have to say it in that way, and that's why Karbani Lachmi, very personal, Lashonos, Li Ishai, Reach Nichochi, the greatest Nachas that we give to Hashem is when we fulfill our personal tafkid, right? When you see children, parents being proud of each of their children, they're proud that each child fulfilled their own tafkid. They're not interested in one child doing the other one's tafkid. Each child is different, and they should fulfill their tafkid. Hashem Baruch Hu looks down on every door, and he wants every door to fulfill the tafkid of that door specifically. Right? And that's the message of the juxtaposition. One final answer, which we didn't get to yet, and that's Tishmeru. Shmir is always a lo sase. What's the Tishmeru? He says on the next page now, Ubir Amro. Tishmeru lakulibe maado. Yishlomer denechla bazeh gami lashon v'yaviv shamar esadavar. You know, the pasuk says, back in Vayeshev, shamar esadavar, what does Rashi quote? Mamtinu mitzapen masayavo. Waiting and seeing. Waiting and seeing when it's going to come. So he says that Torah Kadosha she nitzches meramezes bazel zman achurban. Right? What is it? Tishmeru lahakrivli tishmeru biyoshev umetzape masayavo at a time when you don't have the karbanos. Yearn for the karbanos. Dream of the karbanos. Shekasher bala avodas hakarbanos befoal. She asharish al avodas Hashem. Right? If the root is batel haavoda bebechinas tishmeru. She is tokukus a yearning. Shekla Yisrael mishtokakim la'avodas ha'karbanos umamtinu mitzape masayavo. They should wait and they should yearn. Shinis klish ha'karbanos yiskul achol ni'avodas Hashem. Right, avoda, karbanos. Again, a lot that we don't appreciate. We'll appreciate. And then he quotes the great story of the Apterav. Somebody came to the Apterav and started telling them the tzaris. Telling them all their tzaris. Balafanav yisiyach hazliba al tzarosav. Vis'rashem she'en atalokeh kol kachaz dagosav lelibo. And the petitioner saw that the Apter Rav wasn't as connected and understanding as he thought he would be. So he says, you know what I'm thinking about? Says the Apter Rav. I don't see that you're upset that we didn't give the carbon tamid this morning. You're only upset that your business didn't work out. So we have to be doeg for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covet too. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yearning. And that's what the Nesiv HaShalom ends off, especially at this time. Pinchas is always b'yimei ha-mitzarim connected to this time of year. That we have to be tishmeru. Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mado. We have to guard. We have to be shomer. Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mado. Besides the general, what's the avodah of our dar? Think about what our dar is. What did our dar, you know, there's an amazing amount of more Torah being learned today than any other generation. Maybe Torah is part of our dar. What many amongst us are fighting and defending Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, that hasn't been the privilege and ability to do that for 2,000 years we haven't had, to have a Jewish army, right? So is that the tafkid of our dar? Right? That's, we have to recognize the unique mitzvos that we are able to do in this generation. But especially at this time of year, we have to yearn for what we don't have yet. What we don't have yet. Tishmeru l'haka libimado, and the power that we these days have. He quotes from the Tzaddikim. The 22 days of Yimei HaMetzarim are parallel to the 22 days between Rosh Hashanah through Shmini Atzeres. So we have to recognize the power of these days. And he said, Al-Darach Mashal, he said, the end of the piece, when you make a picture, Otsim Kodem Reka Shachar, you have a black background, and then you have all the colors on it. It says, that's the Yimei HaMetzarim. You have the black background until the Yom HaKadoshim that come afterwards. So now we're making the background. We have to make sure we recognize amazing power of these days. Okay. One more thought relating to Inyani HaKarbanos from the Rev Blumenzweig from the Salachti B'Sochachem. Blumenzweig asked a couple of questions. Only this carbon is formulated as Hashem's carbon. Karbani. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'martalim is karbani lachmi. My carbon, my bread, li'ishai, for my fire. It's all about Hashem's carbon. Right? What's Hashem's carbon exactly? What does that mean? And also, olas tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai l'rechnecho ha'kishel Hashem. What is har Sinai? The connection, dafka, to the carbon tamid to har Sinai. Says Reb Blumenzweig. As we just said, karbani lachmi is unique. Number two, Shainis, line six. Hatorah mitzayenes says hatzorach lishmar. Same question that the Nesiv HaShalom asks. What's the shmira? But derech klal, kshatorah mechayeves alzonu b'mitzvahs ma'asiyos, he dereshes pulos activios. Right? Mitzvahs ma'asiyos, that requires active actions and doing things. Karbanos shmira, right? What's the shmira? But karmen tamilu mazos lachar lo tzorach lasos davar el rak lishmar lo barur ketzet shmira passivit yichol letar mitzvah masi. So what's going on here? And number three, the Har Sinai, as we asked. So says the Reb Blumenzweig on the next page. What was Har Sinai? We think Har Sinai was just mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the Torah. Is that true? He quotes the Ramban, as we know, that the Mishkan is supposed to be a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Hemshecho Shalmamad Har Sinai. Maybe that means even the word Mishkan from the word Meshicha, you pull it. You pull the experience of Har Sinai with us. Hamamad Elyon Shal Har Sinai, Shebo Itrachsha Pegisha Yehudit, a special meeting, Bein Elyonim B'Tachtonim, Shamayim V'aretz, B'Sofa Shal Davar Ma'orachan Pami, was a one-time thing, a one-time event. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to the Am. Alkeinu yitzorach lahamshiches ma'amad Har Sinai l'tkufa nosefes. Right? If it was a one-time event and it's over and done, no, we want to continue it. We want to take it with us, at least for a certain amount of time, to continue that experience. L'bal yisha'er ha'amad ha'niskav b'tar iruah chad pa'ami. U'bilti mesmashech. Hashem didn't want the event just to be left in the dustbin of history. Alkein, the Ramban says, we bring it with us. That's the Mishkan. The Mishkan is Moshech v'hisgalos of Har Sinai to every day. Ulam yesh lahavir. Now he gets into it. Line 11. Ma bediyuk himshich mi mamad Har Sinai. What did we take? Mamad Har Sinai lo haya mamad chadzdadi. Here's his chiddush. It wasn't a one-sided revelation. Shebo rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu hisgale el b'nei Yisrael. It wasn't one-sided. U'b'nei Yisrael nisu b'emda pasivit. We were totally passive. No. Amdam heim amdu amukamam. We stood there. Avo b'meishar ma'uti mamad Har Sinai haya mifgash. It was a meeting. It was a covenant. Mifgash shebo lo rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu hisgale el b'nei Yisrael. Elah b'nei Yisrael gilu es ritzonam v'sishtoku gusam el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma wasn't just a passive accepting. Each side gave something and showed something and opened themselves up to the other one. Hayezeh ma'amadut stadi b'mahuto shebo kol tzad hifnas mabato v'sishtokas al re'ehu. Each side turned their attention, their focus to the other one. Hatu adut stadit hisbata ba'ofan bahir patrasamas b'nei Yisrael, right? Nasa v'nishma. So you could say b'nei Yisrael accepted the Torah based on marut Hashem u'mitzvosav, the authority ba'ofan chitzoni. He says no. He says nasa v'nishma shows that it was our inner ratzon that we wanted to, so to speak, make ourselves vulnerable. Sometimes in a relationship, you have two boy and a girl going out, and the question is who's gonna open themselves up first? Because to make yourself open up and make yourself vulnerable, that's, you only want to do that to somebody who you're pretty sure you're gonna last with, and it's a little dangerous to open up and open up your personal feelings and vulnerability. That's what we did at Har Sinai. We opened ourselves up, we made ourselves vulnerable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the experience. It wasn't one-sided. But ma'utash al-kabbalah zu tmuna ha-shekika shel b'nei Yisrael, inside this acceptance and kabbalah was a yearning l'hiskarev l'Yisrael zlim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come close to him. Right? Why do you open up, even in a physical, in a man and woman relationship? You open up, make yourself vulnerable with the goal of becoming even closer. If I open myself up to you and share everything with you, so then I'm going to be close to you. That's what we wanted to do with this experience. Vizuga mahuto shel karban, and that's the symbolism of a karban, of the whole avoda in the Mishkan. Ein in yano nesina chitzonis great l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. That says giving him something. Ba'omka mivataz, at its depth, it's the ratzon pnimi of the nosein to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to recognize and think about. And then he talks about, maybe this is related to the machlokas of tefillah connected avos tiknum or temidim tiknum. Avos tiknum is connecting it to events in the avos' lives. But connected temidim tiknum, if tefillah is connected to karbanos, then that's the message of tefillah, is to open up ourselves and make ourselves vulnerable even in the act of tefillah. And that's what, and then he finishes up, and this explains why it's a special karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's tamid, and we're always opening ourselves up, and it's the hemshech of our Sinai. And he says on the last page, this netiya is already inside of us. We just have to guard it, be shomer it, that we don't lose it. Hashem already put it inside of us to be connected to him, to want to open up to him. We don't have to like create this. Einenu tzrichim livro oso, kivan shehu kfar matsui bekirbeinu, arina lak lishmaroto. We have to guard it. And we have to make sure that we're ra'ui to be called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Am. We should be zoche, to be able to be tishmeru, yearn, lahakriv li, b'moadel. We'll stop here.